Well, I think it's a moral concept rather than a technical economic concept, but I think it's utterly disgraceful that people should try to apply this concept to the Greek situation. I mean, the idea here is that were debt has sort of been foisted onto an entity, whether it be a country or an individual or a company, then the bank which has lent the money should really be taking responsibility rather than the borrower. Now, I can imagine a situation, for example, for a post-communist country where the government, which was a dictatorship against the will of the people, borrowed large sums of money, which was then maybe spent on arms or something of that nature, that people would use that argument that there was no reason why the democracy which followed the dictatorship should necessarily have to bear the cost of servicing that debt. But here we have a situation where the Greek people, year after year, decade after decade, have chosen to run an economy in a way which imposes the cost of current consumption on future generations, and which is which has chosen also not to develop a system which collects taxes which are due. I think there's 40 billion euros of outstanding taxes in Greece. This is entirely the responsibility of the Greek government, and in a democracy, then the Greek government is answerable to the Greek people, and this certainly should not be regarded as the responsibility of those who lent to the Greek government. Not only that, the Greek government took measures, as we know, to try to hide the level of the debt from international institutions, in particular the European Union, before it joined the Eurozone. And that's an additional reason why this concept of odious debt certainly doesn't apply in this case.